Welcome to The Business Side, a weekly segment where we shine the spotlight on specific business-related topics making headlines. I'm Alan Lytle, and today we're taking a closer look at the business of tourism in the Commonwealth. The Department of Travel and Tourism released a report showing their marketing efforts accounted for $270 million of economic impact for the state in 2014. Joining me on the phone today is Mike Manget. He is the commissioner of the Kentucky Department of Travel and Tourism. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Alan. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Let's talk first about the economic impact report and give me the bullet points.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to do that. For many years, the state had not conducted an ROI study on the effectiveness of our advertising. We felt it was necessary, so we contracted with a company that has done similar studies for many other state tourism organizations, including California and Florida and some others. What we were really trying to do is see what kind of return and impact does our advertising dollars have in the market. And as you said earlier, it's this last campaign it measured back in the spring of 2014, which was our biggest campaign of the year. A three-month campaign from March till May of 2014 generated $270 million in economic impact. And the real takeaway out of that is for every dollar we spent on that campaign, $151 came back to the state in overall economic impact. And just as importantly, $15.69 came back in tax revenue. So that's pretty impressive numbers.
What are some of the areas where you guys scored very high in effectiveness?
Well, really, just what you're trying to do in travel and tourism in marketing is pique someone's interest in your destination, not just make them aware of it. It's a highly competitive industry, obviously, trying to get that travel dollar. And what we're trying to do is the three main factors was, did it pique their interest in visiting the destination? Did it get them to want to request more information? And the third was visit our website. Did it impact their decision or their willingness to go check the website? And in our industry, the web is the biggest thing. It's the number one search tool, I should say. So driving people to your website is critical. And in all three of those areas, we scored in the top 10% of any other state that our consultant has tested. So we're very, very proud of that.
Anything that the report showed that you need to work on or maybe improve as you move forward?
Yeah, really kind of the biggest challenge that Kentucky has overall is just lack of awareness in the markets. That is driven by your ability to market and advertise and budget dollars, and we all know the challenges that the state has faced there. But really lack of awareness. You know, we hear a lot from people when they visit the state for the first time. Then we heard this in some focus group research that we've also done. Gosh, I didn't know I could do that in Kentucky. I didn't know I could have that type of experience. So that came through in the ROI study as well, but we look at that as a great opportunity. We know our advertising works. We just have to be as strategic as possible getting it in front of potential travelers and likely travelers to come to Kentucky, and we think we will be very effective at doing that.
So did this study also then gauge the attitude of people who maybe come to Kentucky for the first time?
We had them rate their overall trip experience, yes. That was part of it. And we got outstanding results from that. Of the folks surveyed, 52% rated their experience here as excellent. Another 32% said it was very good. So you're in, 84% of all the respondents were saying either good or excellent or very good or excellent. When you add the folks that said good, we're approaching 90%. And that's pretty strong. That's very comparable to a lot of our competitor sets. We do better than some of them, Tennessee, and of course our border states are a lot of our competitors, but also the southern states.
What do you see as the top priority for travel and tourism for 2015?
Well, obviously, we look at travel and tourism not as just a quality of life issue, but because that's what we're selling, but also as a very strong economic driver in the state. Our mission and our agency is very simple: promote Kentucky as a travel destination in order to generate revenue and economic activity. And that's what we want to do. Our biggest challenge moving forward is being as strategic as possible with our dollars. to continue this high ROI that we've gotten. This is not a study that we'll do every year just because of the cost. We'd like to come back every other year. And it's a good gauge for us because it lets us know, are the ads being as effective? Is our messaging as effective? Are we again, piquing that interest of that traveler to come to Kentucky? We have a very high rate of return visitation. So what I mean is if someone comes here the first time, so often, I didn't know I could do that, and they have a great experience, they're going to come back. And what we're trying to do is get that first-time traveler who's coming through the state maybe to another destination, pull off the road, spend an overnight, have an experience. And if we can do that, then we know, based on the research, that most of them are going to come back for a longer stay.
Okay, final question, pertains to the economic impact study. Give us an idea of something that a person would not link to economic impact and state tourism.
That's a great question, our industry has one of the highest multiplier effects of any industry. And what I mean by that, if we increase the number of hotel stays, as an example, more people are coming to the state, they need more hotel rooms, that hotel is going to have to go out and employ more linen service. They're going to have to buy more food. Same with a restaurant. When we drive more people to an attraction, they get busier. They're going to have to hire more staff. Very high multiplier effect. If you look at the farm-to-table movement with the restaurants, and it's one of the reasons we have started a culinary focus and campaign, is if the restaurants are growing, they're buying more food from local farmers, and that ripple effect throughout the industry. I don't think a lot of folks realize that kind of impact that travel and tourism has. We're not a business, a manufacturing plant where, you can say they employ 25 people and they've produced X number of widgets coming out. You're talking about restaurants and hotels and attractions, marinas, campgrounds, and it goes on and on. So it has a wide ripple effect in the economy.
Mike Manjot, Commissioner of the Kentucky Department of Travel and Tourism, has been our guest today on the business side, and thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me, Alan.